Perhaps one of the most unique descriptions of Tisha B'Av is that it's a yontif, kara alai moed. It's called a yontif. Now, I don't think anybody is thinking that Tisha B'Av is confusing Tisha B'Av with a yontif. We're definitely not eating, we're not drinking, we're not having these big meals. What does it mean that it's a yontif? So some explain that the idea that Tisha B'Av will eventually be a yontif, whether that's because it's the birthday of Mashiach, or that, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, that down the road, Mirtzah Hashem, when we have Geula, Tisha B'Av day will be turned into a yontif. It'll be turned into a yontif. We'll be celebrating it instead of mourning over it. But Rav Shlomo Volbi and his Ali Shor offers a remarkable suggestion. Rav Volbi says that most Yomim Tovim are what we call days of Kiruv, meaning we feel close to Hashem. So when we sit down at the Seder and we discuss the miracles and Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, when we sit at Sukkot and we understand the protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, or Shavuos with the giving of the Torah, those are moments of closeness that we feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's generally what it means. Have a Moed. A Moed is a meeting with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all the other Yomim Tovim are days of Kiruv. However, he says that Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tov Shal Richuk, of distance, Hakaras Shal Richuk, where we recognize how far we've come. And in fact, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the Jews, during those times, they didn't even want to listen to the rebuke that they were giving. So eventually, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we realized how far we've come, how far we've fallen. And that's also a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov doesn't only have to celebrate the very good times, but to recognize how far we've come. Because once we recognize it, we are able thereby to grow and to be better. One of the underlying themes of Tisha B'Av and of the Kinos is a sense of understanding that we have a responsibility to rebuild, to bring back, to listen to the Musar, that Yirmiyahu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Nevi'im were giving that we just didn't want to listen to. But when we stop and we understand and we have an open ear to accepting that rebuke, that's Hakaras Shel Richuk. And when we can recognize that, when we can truly internalize that and understand that there is more for us to do, then that is a celebration. The Chasam Sofer tells us that the idea of Kolamis Abel Yerushalayim Zoche V'ro B'Simchasa, it doesn't just mean that if that those who mourn will be merit to see it's, you know, the rebuilding. It doesn't mean that if I mourn properly this Tisha B'Av, I'll be first in line at the Beis HaMikdash. But by truly mourning, by looking into the tragedies, by understanding that we're in this situation and we alone can remedy it, that is part of Geula. And that is the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, the Kara Olai Moed. Not just a Moed in the classic sense, but a Moed in recognizing how far we've come, how far we've fallen, and really eventually how great we can become once again.